Jobs liked to tell the story, and he did so to his team that day, about how everything that he had done correctly had required a moment when he hit the rewind button. In each case, he had to rework something that he discovered was not perfect. He talked about doing it on Toy Story when the character of Woody had evolved into being a jerk, and on a couple of occasions with the original Macintosh. If something isn't right, you can't just ignore it and say you'll fix it later, he said. That's what other companies do. When the revised prototype was finally completed in January 2001, Jobs allowed the board to see it for the first time. He explained the theories behind the design by sketching on a whiteboard, then he loaded board members into a van for the 2-mile trip. When they saw what Jobs and Johnson had built, they unanimously approved going ahead. It would, the board agreed, take the relationship between retailing and brand image to a new level. It would also ensure that consumers did not see Apple computers as merely a commodity product like Dell or Compaq. Most outside experts disagreed. Maybe it's time Steve Jobs stopped thinking quite so differently, Business Week wrote in a story headlined, Sorry, Steve, here's why Apple stores won't work. Apple's former chief financial officer, Joseph Graziano, was quoted as saying, Apple's problem is it still believes the way to grow is serving caviar in a world that seems pretty content with cheese and crackers. And the retail consultant, David Goldstein, declared, I give them 2 years before they're turning out the lights on a very painful and expensive mistake.